things change so quickly in the NFL. Locker rooms have some injuries. Everybody picks up the slack and we move on. One thing that obviously stays the same, fortunately for us, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, remains Merrill Reese, and he joins me, Dave Spadaro, in studio today. You know this, Merrill. We've talked about it all week. Injuries, players down, key members not going to be there. How do the Eagles pick up the pieces?
You just have to. There was an adage that was put together, and it said, if you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterback. Throw that out the window. That's not the case. The case is, and Chip Kelly has made this case from day one, that in this league, you must have two starting quality quarterbacks. And that's what the Eagles have.
And I give Howie Roseman and staff and Chip and everybody a lot of credit, because Mark Sanchez stepped up for the Eagles. Brandon Whedon, in his first start, did not for the Dallas Cowboys.
That's a big difference. Yeah. That's predictable. You're coming with a quarterback who's gone to two AFC championship games to a quarterback who hardly won as a Cleveland Brown.
And we've seen it, Merrill, with A.J. Feely and Jeff Garcia. They've won in the past down the stretch.
Well, let me give you a good example.
Okay.
2005, Donovan McNabb went down. Mike McMahon came in, and
it was a 6-10.
Yeah, but McMahon never won. They were I think 1-5 with the Mike McMahon.
You really thought he was going to be a good player, didn't we?
Well,
until we saw him play.
Somebody did. Yeah. And then the following year, Donovan McNabb went down. In came Jeff Garcia, and rode them right into the playoffs.
All right, let's talk about Sanchez. What you've seen from him, what you expect from him.
I think he's a very fine quarterback. I think he moves well. I think he's smart. I think he has poise. Chip said it. He's got NFL feet. He's got an NFL arm. I think he's a very good quarterback. He was the fifth player taken in the draft when he came out of Southern Cal. I liked him. I watched him just with an incredible college performance in the Rose Bowl against Penn State. And
I remember you raving about him.
Yeah, he's a very, very fine quarterback.
So now number two is Matt Barkley. Your thoughts on Barkley? Should he be forced into action here?
I haven't seen Matt Barkley, obviously, since the summer. He looked this summer when he went into play as if he was a lot more ready to compete on an NFL level than he had been last year as a rookie. His arm strength is much greater than it was when he came in following shoulder surgery. So I think he's prepared.
Yeah, I think, Merle, when I look at the offense, now they haven't been good in the red zone for the most part. Turnovers, way too many. But when they get this together, and I do expect them to, mm-hmm. I think this offense is better than last year's offense. I think Jeremy Maclin has shown us that he can be the all-around receiver. The offensive line is the question, though. Without Todd Harriman's at right guard, Matt Tobin, Andrew Gardner there, can they make up the slack?
I think they can. And when you compare this team with last year's offense, there's one other component. Yeah, you lost to Sean Jackson, but you gained Darren Sproles. And if you were to say to me, who's the MVP of the offense in the first eight games, Darren Sproles would be a candidate, and so would Jeremy Maclin. But those are two guys who have made a big, big difference who weren't part of the offense a year ago.
On the defensive side, you lose your heart and soul, D'Amico Ryans. Difficult void to fill. How do the Eagles do it?
It is, and they're going to do it with Casey Matthews and Emmanuel Acho. Guys judge Casey Matthews, a lot of fans, on the trouble he had acclimating himself to the NFL as a rookie coming out of Oregon. But several years have passed, and Casey Matthews has grown. And in the view of my partner, Mike Quick, who has gone through game tape, Casey Matthews played three very solid games in place of Michael Kendricks in his last performances. So I look forward to him coming in and playing well. I'm not saying he's going to be an even replacement for D'Amico Ryans. You don't lose a D'Amico Ryans and then make up for all of that in one fell swoop. But I don't think it's going to be a disaster either.
Your thoughts, Merrill? The Carolina Panthers in town, struggling. No wins in their last four games. Winless on the road. A lot of injuries. Still a good football team. Dangerous.
Dangerous because they have a quarterback who can run and who can pass. But if you look at his statistics this year, they were no better than Nick Foles. And a lot of people felt that Foles was not having the kind of year that they expected. And I still think Nick Foles has a very, very bright future and a lot of talent. Well, Cam Newton has a lot of talent, too. But I believe his quarterback rating was 81.4, while Nick's was 81.5. He threw 57% in his completions. Mm-hmm. Nick was about 60. Mm-hmm. He has 8 touchdown passes, 5 interceptions, and he just has, he has more yards rushing. He has 247 or 57 yards.
That's the component that you wonder about.
That's the one thing you have to watch out for.
Yeah. Make sure you turn down your TVs on this game. Listen to Maryland Mike, game time, 8:30, 8:35. And should be a good one. Eagles back in primetime against the Carolina Panthers. Merrill Reese, we thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
On PhiladelphiaEagles.com.